Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning we're looking at the readings from Luke 18, verses 1 through 8, and Jeremiah 31, verses 27 to 34. Our readings today speak of the way we take what we've learned in our heads and live it in our hearts. Prayer is one of the ways we live what we learn. None of us can really know how prayer works, but we do it anyway. In our worship services and our daily lives, in times of stress and times of celebration, we talk to God and trust that God listens. I use the analogy that I have no idea how electricity works, but I do know that if I plug in an appliance, some sort of connection is made and things happen. So it is with prayer. It connects us with God and things happen. They happen within ourselves and within the lives of those we pray for. Today's message from the prophet Jeremiah is a message of encouragement. Where prophets so often have to warn and chastise, Jeremiah now has a chance to give a message of hope. No longer will the people be judged by the actions of their parents, but will be held accountable only for their own actions. Not only that, but their sins will be forgiven, and no longer will they have to rely on the teachings of others to know God, because the new covenant will be in their own hearts. From head to heart, God's presence will be known. In our gospel reading, Jesus gives us a tool for understanding more fully the knowledge of God that we have been given. In the parable of the persistent widow, Jesus says, "Pray always and don't lose heart." Last week, I spoke about how important it is to give thanks to God because it reminds us that we're not always in control of our lives, and times come when we need God's help. It changes our perspective. It can be much the same with prayer. Prayer is an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in us. Sincere prayer, sincere willingness to be open to different solutions and perspectives, is what encourages us to be more articulate about what is in our prayers. Persistent prayer helps us to discern, is what we're praying for a want or a need? Sometimes we have to reach out and nag for what we need, especially our need for justice, for ourselves and for others. When we pray for justice, it helps us to recognize the part we play in bringing justice about. God's justice is brought about through our actions. Think of some current world issues, terrible scenes of war, of genocide, of famine. Is there justice for the starving millions? Is there justice for hundreds of thousands of displaced people around the world? Is there justice in our own country? For the marginalized, the mentally ill, the abandoned? Not hardly. What about justice for our world itself, groaning in the weight of climate destroyers? In our persistent prayer, we're impelled to think about what we can do to influence the powers that be, the judges and the courts, to bring about justice. God has given us knowledge through our teachers, through our mentors, through our scriptures. In our prayer, we have an opportunity to really pay attention to what we've learned in our heads and to think about how we'll live that message out in our words and our actions. It takes some effort. This sort of discernment does not always come easily to us. We have layers built up within ourselves, like an onion. Layers composed of expectations, perceptions, and the desire to be accepted in our churches and our society, as one of my commentaries phrased it. This particular commentary asks us how we uncover, value, and speak the message we have been given to know. How are we going to know what message we want to speak and live, and then live it clearly and persistently, even when sometimes it seems there's no justice to be found? In the movement of knowledge from our heads to our hearts, then to our words and our actions, we balance the ideas we've learned in the life we live. Faithful living calls us to move from head to heart, to hands, to know God intimately and personally, to accept and be accountable for our actions, good and bad, to be able to answer the question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When we pray persistently, we can open ourselves to a new level of hope, life, dreams, and joy. Our persistent prayer helps us be clearer about the justice needed in our world and the part we play in bringing it about. Prayer doesn't change things, it changes us, and we change things. Sometimes when the need is great and the options seem limited, It may seem that the only thing we can do is pray. Thanks be to God that we can. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.